Welcome to the Coffee Conversations Podcast with Jay and D. Now on to our broadcast.
Bless the body, born celestial, beautiful and dark matter. Black is the color of my true love's skin. Coils and hair, catching centuries of prayers, spread through smoke. You are welcome to come home to yourself. Let black be synonymous with glory.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it. And it ain't no secret, no. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, they hit that in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your wisdom and step in your essence and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I had to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promised you I would fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated and you're sinking, I'm jumping in. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the roots, you be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Coffee Conversations with Jay and D, and you are listening at Miss Beyonce Knowles, or Queen Bey, and her Black is King movie that she released on Disney Plus. I'm going to give this movie a huge, huge, huge thumbs up. I totally loved it. It is a phenomenal piece of work, and we are going to discuss it. So I hope everybody is having a good day today. Again, you're listening to Coffee Conversations with Jay and D. And just so you guys know, we do not own the copyright to this music. That is all Queen Bey. That is all her management company. That is all the record label. That is all her. We don't own the copyright to this music at all. But listen, it dropped today. I was unaware that it was going to drop. And it was brought to my attention. So I was like, you know what, let me go ahead and take a look at it. And I have to be honest, I'm not a avid fan of Beyonce. I do know and see, however, that Beyonce is one of the most brilliant artists of our time. She is ahead of the pack. She's a trailblazer. She does so much. And this movie in particular, we have to discuss this. This was a piece of artistry that was put together so well, and it had so much packed into it. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Coffee Conversations with J and D. I am one of your hosts. I am D, and we have the lovely J across the board, and she's going to say hello.
Hello, everyone. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So, yeah, we're really excited about this. I'd been hearing about it and kind of waiting for it to drop. And so this morning I realized, oh my gosh, it's today, it dropped. So of course I went straight to Disney and actually watched it this morning. I was glued. I had other work to do, but it was not going to pull me away from watching this. I have definitely had the pleasure of being a fan and watching Beyonce grow from Destiny's Child to launching out on her own, starting her own career. And she has continued to grow and really amaze me. You know, just when you thought she, you know, did it and there's nothing else that can come after that, she comes out with something else that just really knocks you out completely.
I agree. So listen, one of the things that I never get a chance to do while we're doing these podcasts is to ask you how you are doing. I mean, it's like we kind of never really talk to each other and try to figure out, you know, what our day's been like and how we've been doing. And, you know, amid the pandemic and a lot of other stuff that's been going on across the globe. So I'm going to take the time and the opportunity right now to actually ask you how you are doing. How are you doing?
Well, I am hanging in there. You know, it's not easy, you know, with all the coronavirus going on and numbers are skyrocketing here in Georgia. I mean, we're getting close to 200,000 here in Georgia. Never thought I'd see that, to be perfectly honest. But other than that, I mean, I'm hanging in there mentally. I'm there. I'm just trying to do things to, keep my mind focused and occupied during this time and try to keep a sense of, you know, happiness and joy and regardless, because you're not able to really go out and do things. And, you know, being in four walls, you know, day in, day out can, you know, get to be a little much. But, you know, you find things to do. And whether it's reading a book, listening to music, music has always been my go-to. I'll cut some music on or, you know, something like that. So just things to keep me busy, learning new things, teaching myself, you know, new things, more skills.
Got it. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, definitely, which kind of brings me to, you know, when you're talking about, you know, trying to maintain your sense of sanity, trying to maintain your happiness and stuff like that. This Beyonce movie actually took you through a gamut of emotions, and at the end you could not be anything but overjoyed having to have that moment with her in time where she allowed you to travel not only with her, but I'm going to say with our ancestors.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm going to say.
You felt it. Literally, you know, you hear about people, you know, when they sing or do certain things, it just sends chills. I definitely had chills throughout this whole movie. From, you know, the very beginning, you know, to the end of it. I mean, the journey she took you on was just amazing. The thought that went into it, the, you know, just the whole, the scenes, the, you know, the symbolisms. I mean, she took you through a whole series of emotions and a spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. There's no way you could, you know, just watch it and walk away and just be like, oh, okay.
But see, that's to me. And the reason it resonated so much with me is because I remember being a young boy at about 16 years old, having an opportunity to listen to a lot of elders that were around me that gave me a self-awareness and a self-education, you know, about who we are as a people. This is really pertinent to us as a people. And I don't think a lot of us know how important it is. Knowing who you are and where you come from is relevant to every ethnicity or race of people that is on this planet.
Absolutely.
It gives yourself a self, it gives you a sense of self-identity, and it allows you to push forward, right? And to know that you have a lineage, or again, you know, like your ancestors behind you pushing you forward, and you're standing on their backs to accomplish more than what they accomplished. So what she accomplished today, I think, is going to resonate throughout the world. First and foremost, she's Queen B, right?
Absolutely.
She's Beyonce. Like I say, I've never been like a true Destiny's Child fan. But one of the things that I can say beyond the shadow of a doubt is that you cannot take away her artistry. You cannot take away her tenacity to get excellence from herself and the people that are around her. You cannot take away her ability, her vocal range and ability. You can't take away anything from her as not only an artist, but as a woman, as a female. She is like the ringleader to a lot of identity to a lot of women. That I do recognize. You know, she has a large following of not only women, but a lot of men. And she's been capable of doing so much. So one of the things I want to say right away is that this allowed me to see through my eyes. This allowed me to see Beyonce's evolution, not only as an artist, right, but as a person, as a human being, as a spiritual person, right? She talked about the celestial bodies and stuff like that. She has evolved, which listen, man. If nobody paid attention to how she represented herself and her people in this movie, I say you missed out on so much. You missed out on a ton of her evolution and the messages that she was trying to convey to you and I. She missed out on so much. A lot of people probably took away and they looked at a lot of the visual things that was there. Visually, it was represented well. The colors, you saw her do one of the things that has been done in the past. Like, say, for instance, we had movies that had all black cast. You know, you're talking about what Eddie Murphy did with Coming to America and Harlem Nights and stuff like that. So. He was kind of one of the forerunners to hire all black people. You know, I'd say if you were talking about that in the music world, you're talking about probably MC Hammer. For those of you that's old enough to know who MC Hammer is, you know exactly what I'm talking about. MC Hammer hired a lot of black people. So I thought that by her doing that, I thought that was wonderful. That was beautiful. It was done in a well-needed time. Like I said, visually, everything was so, everything was represented so well with what she had done. And, I mean, it's just something that you have to go back and look at it again. So I loved it. I'm going to watch it again. The fact that she introduced it the way she did was really great. I love that as well. So, but yeah, it was just a big thing. Like I say, visually, the visual portion of it actually was what drew you in, right? That drew you in. You couldn't, like you said earlier, you were glued to the television, you know, and so was I, because visually, that drew you in.
It was stunning. It was amazing. She was, of course, flawless as always. You know, like I said, it was to me, it was a really emotional journey from beginning to end. The spiritual journey that she took you on, the things that she made you stop and think about. You may not have been even in that headspace at that moment, but the journey she took you on, you had no choice but to kind of stop and reflect and think and say, you know what? Wow. You know, the fact that her daughter you know, gets to be a part of this and see this journey right. and learn exactly. early.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of us, we weren't taught that, you know, that young. You know, I learned a lot of what I've learned as an adult. There weren't things that were, you know, presently shown to me when I was a child. But, you know, her daughter and her children are getting to experience this firsthand. So, I mean, that in itself is just an amazing blessing to me, to be able to have, you know, a woman such as her be able to really take her daughter on this journey,
yeah.
make her a part of this journey and this spiritual journey. And, you know, she, you know, help her to understand what it is to be Black,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
you know, teach her about what we've gone through and where we need to get to. Again, this is just, it was just really a journey. It was about self-reflection and saying, hey, we may be down today, but that's not where we have to stay. You know, we are kings, we are queens, you know, and, you know, thinking about our past and things like that, you know, so all of that, she kind of took you on. It was, you know, pieces here and pieces here.
But she did it. She did it so well. I mean, she did it so well. It was done so well. It was cut so well. It told a story from beginning to end, which I love. It incorporated the Lion King, scripts from the Lion King. It incorporated different generations. Like you spoke about her daughter being a part of that. If you looked at the movie, it also incorporated generations of Black families in America. It also incorporated generations of Black Africans all coming together, right? So you had the African community, you had the Black the African American community, which I don't like referring to us as that over here, but that's a totally different story. But you had the African American community and the African community coming together to make this visual piece of art that to me is going to withstand the test of time. She just did something today that will propel her into the future as somebody that sparked the music community. Now, it's way more than that, but just the music community itself, the music industry itself, is never going to be the same behind what she just did. Right. They're not going to be the same behind what she just did, because I say that today because there's so many artists who are taking the easy way out. Now, Beyonce is basically Beyonce, so she can basically do what she wants to do. But think about the artists that are not even thinking about coming into the game with like a different type of mindset beyond getting some money, right? They want to just get a pile of money.
But that's the same thing that, you know, when you think about it, you look back on Prince, Michael Jackson,
yeah, exactly.
They were also icons yeah. in this, in steering, you know, getting away from, you know, what they had been, you know, contracted to do. And started more so doing their own, you know, and I love this too, because it put us in a, showed us in a different light.
Exactly.
We're so used to seeing movies, even though this was, you know, a bunch of video, music songs put together into a movie. It's how she represented who we truly are. We're so used to seeing, you know, which is nothing wrong with comedy shows about us or, you know, we got reality shows that always show us in this, you know, negative way to me, oftentimes. And so to see us as kings and queens and to see generations and to see our ancestors are there. And that's a different, like, that's showing yeah. us in the way that we should be portrayed.
Her representation was not only, and forgive me for, you know, making a mistake, because Michael Jackson has done the same thing too. I forgot about that. Michael Jackson actually hired a bunch of Black people to be in a lot of his videos and stuff like that. Because I remember the Time video, which he actually tried to tell us about. And there's so many artists and so many writers and so many people that have been trying to drop certain levels of knowledge on us to kind of grow us up, right? But I think we're past the time of trying to grow up. What you saw today with Beyonce is a grown up person that has met a certain level of spirituality and knowledge that now that music has been represented. It's been represented in her music.
That's grown woman, bae.
And she did it so elegantly. And she did it without really, I'm trying to find the word. She did it really without alienating the youth, right? So, you know, Bae is a little older, but one of the things that, to me, that brought her along, that made sure that the youth stayed on message with her, is that she still represented the time that she's in. She represented that time. So I do appreciate, and yes, I'm going to say this, I do appreciate that there was a representation of black women that was above the twerking. And that, I get it, that, you know, somebody will hear this and they'll probably try to beat the hell out of me because, you know, okay, well, you're a guy, you don't understand it. But here's the thing.
I mean, granted, there was a little bit of shaking going on, but
it wasn't the salacious twerking that a lot of people have been doing. Yeah, it wasn't that. Okay, but it was a little bit going on, but it was you can tell it was something different.
It was different than your normal videos that you see out here, where it's just, she really represented the black woman. Black little girls.
I mean,
they were all represented. You know, the elderly women to the little kids, and even our men.
That's right.
Even the men in were represented in a way that's what I'm talking about. When we say, when she says black is king, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, you see that in this movie. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, bae, if you listen, please do another movie.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm big on stuff like that. That's me all day long. Like I say, when I was 16, I got introduced to a lot of learning about myself, self-awareness, self-reflection, self-elevation, you know, different things about my people. So I got a chance to actually view this at an early age, which I'm, you know, totally appreciative of, because somebody actually pulled me by the coattail and said, hey, come here, young man, and introduced me to a lot of stuff. Now, I could have been one of those persons that was like, oh, man, whatever, and going out here and, you know, enjoying my bubble gum and doing whatever it is, you know, I wanted to do. But at 16 years old, something wasn't right to me even before then. So at 16 years old, somebody dropped a lot of knowledge on my head. So ever since then, it's been a journey for me to continue to on that same path. So I connected so heavily with what she dropped today. I connected so heavily with it. I'm like, you know what? This is what's been missing. The music, and one of the things, if you go back and you reflect on the 60s and the 70s and stuff like that, when you had black people coming into a certain level of consciousness, it was the cultural community that helped propel that. James Brown, I'm Black and I'm Proud. You know what I mean? True. You had other artists that were doing the same thing. And a lot of different artists was doing the same thing. And then they were trying to raise the conscious level of black people. During the 80s, 90s, you had rap artists like Public Enemy, Poor Righteous Teachers, Paris, X-Clan. You had, there were so many that was trying to raise the conscious level of black people. Now, it's a whole nother conversation on what happened. But I think we're at the pivotal moment now where every artist should now use their God-given talent to reflect the times and represent their people. That should not be a damning idea or ideology from anybody. If we live in a melting pot in the United States of America, it should reflect that. There should be nothing wrong with what Beyonce did today when she dropped that movie.
Oh, well, nothing wrong with that at all.
There should be nothing wrong with it. Now, another thing is, too, I said that when I heard the music, I was going to buy the album. And I am. I'm going to buy the album. The music is still bouncy. It's still danceable. It's still a lot of that. But it's just the verbiage that's in the music. It's what she's saying in the music. It's the African drums in the music. It's not the heavy bass that we're so accustomed to, right? That we can drop it like it's hot and drop it low and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with going out and having a good time. But I'm saying right now, there is or should be a concerted effort for us to raise our conscious level to the degree that we can shun that type of activity. We should be able to do that. We should be able to walk away from that. Nobody should play a filthy song around you. And I'm saying that. Talking about all manner of, you know, your body parts and everything like that. Please don't beat me up. I'm just saying we're at a pivotal point right now where we need all hands on deck. Beyonce's on deck. She proved that today. She's on deck. She's proved that before. She's on deck, right? She did a couple of duets or a couple of songs. And I remember she did one with Kendrick Lamar, which I loved. She's on deck, man. So if Beyonce's on deck, damn it, I hope y'all on deck with Beyonce, to be totally honest.
I know I am.
Stop acting like, you know, don't just focus on what she wore or the dance moves, right? Because we can get caught up into that. What I believe she wanted to try to convey is a visual story about where we come from. And she kept saying, come back to yourself.
Come back to yourself.
You cannot come back to yourself unless you know yourself.
And how do you get to know yourself?
There you go. How do you get to know yourself? You study self. How do you study self? You pick up books. You pick up reading material. You stop wasting time with people that you believe to represent you, because people that represent you in this country without any kind of comprehensive knowledge of where you come from is only representing the Negro part that this country made into. You were made into a Negro. Beyonce say, come back to yourself. She didn't say come back as a Negro. She said come back as a king or a queen.
Because that's who we are.
That's who you are, right? So that's totally different. So people that are listening to this podcast, y'all need to get on message, man. Get on message. Listen to Beyonce. This is that time. And I would say, to go further, I would ask that we, after what she did, start to, in one sense, kind of command, not demand, kind of command that our other artists get on message, get on board, because we need more of what she did today. We need way more of that.
And it's not just the matter of, oh, it was entertaining to watch. Yes, it was entertaining, right? But it's not that. There was a message. I left at the end of that saying, wow. Like, I have already been on this journey prior to even watching this of self-discovery, finding out truly who I am, you know, who we are as a people. You know, again, a lot of this is starting as an adult, but it's never too late, right, to change your mindset.
Exactly.
Don't think that it's too late to change your mind. It's never too late to change your mindset. Never too late. You know, we are not what we've been told we are. You know, the small history that we've been given, that's not 100% factual at all.
That's correct.
You know, so you have to research that. Hey, Google's out there. That means Googles. That means getting books. There are books out there. There are writers out there who know the history.
Right.
You know, so don't, you know, take my word for it. Don't take, you know, D's word for it. Go out there and research.
That's right.
Learn about it. You know, but I mean, definitely if you can, please, please, please watch this.
Please. It's recommended. Please.
It is highly recommended. And I definitely want to say thank you to Beyonce, Queen B, Bae. This was something that, you know, for me, brought it all home, to be perfectly honest. Like I said, I'd kind of been on a journey myself prior to this. But to see this and to honestly feel this, exactly. Because I honestly felt like I felt it, it really brought it home for me. It really opened up my eyes and you know, I really got to thinking about a lot afterwards, like, wow. I mean, it was amazing. Yeah. And I truly appreciate her. I appreciate her family for allowing her the time to be able to do this, because I know it's not easy with raising children.
Right, exactly.
And trying to be a boss lady and a wife. Thank you, Jay, for allowing Beyonce some of that space to be able to do so, helping her with the children when needed. So I just appreciate the whole family, you know, because I know it's not easy for her to be away from her family, her husband, her children. You know, hopefully, you know, most of that, you know, they were able to be with her. Like I say, being a wife, a mom, and a boss lady, you know, it ain't easy. And it's a hard journey, but you make it look easy, bae. You definitely make it look easy. But as a woman and a mother, I know it's not.
I mean, but again, going back to a point I made earlier, you could tell or see that there was a evolution in her. It's been growing. It's been there, right? But it showed today with that movie. It showed today with the music.
And let me back up for a second, because I know somebody's gonna come for my head after this. I'm not saying thank you, Jay, for letting her, like, ooh, she had to get Jay's permission. No. What I mean was, as a family unit, as the man of the house, you know, for him to, you know, be a part of that. And you know, I'm quite sure she needed help and he stepped up to the plate. Because, you know, to be honest, it ain't always that way. So I'm just saying I appreciate. Don't take it the wrong way. Don't twist my words, because that's not how I meant it.
Well, people going to pick up on what they're going to pick up on anyway. So it doesn't even matter, to be totally honest.
But I just had to say that.
But I agree with you. I agree with you about that. That's another thing, though. That's another point. You saw the representation of a black family.
Yes, I did.
Right? a lot of times you only see the artist themselves. A lot of times you only see, you know, just like Jay would do his thing, or Beyonce would do it, you know, their thing, you know, somewhat individually. But they've been on the run for a while.
They have.
Doing stuff together as a family unit. I think that's also representative of how we should be. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we should follow them, because to be totally honest, we should have this in our makeup in the first place, to learn how to try to be family. We have just been in a disintegrated state where we have lost the knowledge on how to be family.
Because we've gotten away from family first, and it's me first.
That's right.
We're in a me time. Me, 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 me.
Yep.
You know, and we've forgotten about family, you know, and it's just not, you know, a husband wife situation, or, you know, it's family, you know. But we've gotten during this time, I would say, you know, different generations bring about different things. But, you know, it's a me generation right now, you know, when it should be an us, a we generation. But, you know, and I appreciate seeing family and family represented. I mean, they showed so many different families, where you saw grandmother, husband, children. I mean, families, black families together.
Right. Because that's really what's missing. You're talking about the foundation of that society or our society that would actually help and cure a lot of stuff, right? If we considered family and knew how to navigate as a family. That's the biggest thing, because a lot of us, we get upset with each other and all of a sudden we want to call everything off. We know we got this cancel culture right now. I'm canceling you. I'm canceling this. I'm canceling the other. Now, some instances, I do wholeheartedly go for cancel culture. In some instances, depending on the situation and what it is, but I'm not all the way in 100% on canceling everything just because we don't agree with it. That's right. One thing I think that, you know, we should stop and think first, you know, instead of becoming emotional about certain things and saying, you know what, I'm going to let my emotions make my decision for me based on that particular situation. So I think that we should start to really think about this cancel culture type thing. You know, we got to start thinking about that. But anyway, again, the music we played earlier, we do not own the copyright to. That is Miss Queen B, Beyonce Knowles. And I loved it. I loved the visual representation, the colors that was there. The color, listen, everything was on message, man. The colors, the music, the poetry, right? Scripturally, if anybody knows anything about the scriptures, she represented that in the movie as well. She started off with the baby floating down the river. I'm not even going to tell you what part of the scripture that is. Those of you that know, you should be able to look that up.
And she also talked about the cleansing and rebirth of water.
That's right.
Well.
That's right. It was so many symbolic messages and outright messages to dive into. Do you know that the way I see it, she wrote a script in a movie that you can dive into and study?
Absolutely.
To get something out of that.
I will be watching it again later.
If you are aware, if you're not aware, you're just going to look at it. Oh, that was touching. Oh, that was so beautiful. Oh, it brought tears to my eye. No, man. Go back and study that thing, man. Go back and study it. It's deep. It's well beyond what we saw.
And I like the fact that in the beginning, how she said, I'm not telling you all to do something that I'm not doing.
Hey, there you go.
I'm not telling you to walk this journey or go on this journey, and yet I'm not going on this journey.
Absolutely. That's exactly what
she's
said.
Saying, hey, I'm on this journey right along with y'all. We're going to do this together.
That's exactly what she said, and I agree with that. We got to do it. You know, and that's the other thing, too, and I'm glad you're bringing a lot of this stuff up, because it's just bringing stuff back to my mind, is that, you know, for the black people that's in this country, that's been talking about and clamoring for freedom, right? Some of the freedoms that we see our neighbors being allowed to express. Listen, that freedom could potentially or possibly happen overnight if we all get on message, we all get on board. That's the thing. So we're playing, some of us are playing catch up, and others have been light years ahead of us, trying to say, follow me, follow the message, get on board. We can do this thing.
Our ancestors have been saying that for
a long time. We can do this thing. What happens is each time is that we fall asleep. Somebody who's the driver falls asleep at the wheel because they're not watching, or they get caught up in the fanfare and the hype of the moment, and then take their eyes off of the road and start to let somebody else steer. You can't expect to get to a destination that you were destined to be, that you're destined to go to, with somebody else's eyes on the road and them doing the steering. They're going to want to go the way that they want to go.
They're going to steer you in the direction that they feel you need to be.
Right.
Not the direction you need to be going on.
That's exactly the point. So my thing is that I don't care what your philosophy is your ideology, your political affiliation, your whatever you got going on, your organizational, whatever. I don't care what that is. At the end of the day, if you are black and you identify as a black male or black woman or female in the United States of America, you need to get on message. You need to get on board. That's the thing. And the message is unify. The message is become family. The message is take care of one another. The message is take care of yourself. Support one another. Stop fighting among each other, which only slows the progress down for us to get a true, lasting liberation and freedom that we all say that we want. I salute Beyonce for doing everything that she did in this movie. It's well needed. The one thing we haven't talked about, though, Jay, is this. We haven't talked about how she released it and what platform she released it on. Now, I like the fact, even though it's not something black owned, but I like the fact that she released it on Disney Plus. There's a reason that I like that. I liked it because a lot of young people watch Disney Plus.
Absolutely.
What the young people are very impressionable. And you're talking about that age range between, what do they say it is, like 5 to 12 or something like that. Very impressionable. And to have Beyonce, because you can't not watch it. I don't give a damn. You know, if somebody say, well, that's too black. You know, listen, there's no such thing as too black. Just like we've been educated on, I can say really too much whiteness or too much Eurocentric.
Absolutely.
Education.
Way too much.
Right? So it should balance out. So we shouldn't have to have regurgitated black education year over year. Martin Luther King did this. Now, don't get me wrong. We should know exactly the contributions that he made to the society. But what I'm saying is it's regurgitated year over year. Martin Luther King did this. Rosa Parks did this. Adam Clayton Powell did this. Thurgood Marshall did this, right?
Here's the thing, too. We are not just black on those particular times.
Right.
We black every day of the year.
Well, when you wake up.
Every day.
When you snot out your nose.
Every day. We don't wake up a different color.
Nope. You don't wake up anything any different. It doesn't matter. When you wake up,
so
you
yes.
are black.
So, yes, it's nice that, you know, you want to, you know, so-called give us a holiday or give us this day to celebrate such and such. But our celebrations should be, first of all, every day with yourself.
Right.
You should celebrate yourself every day.
Right.
You don't need him to say, okay, this is the day you celebrate this. No, you celebrate that every day.
Right.
If you want to celebrate Martin Luther King every day, celebrate him every day.
That's right.
Whomever or whatever, celebrate yourself. Mm-hmm. Celebrate yourself every day. And that may sound corny, but if you wake up in the morning, celebrate yourself that morning.
That's right.
Celebrate that you woke up.
Celebrate you woke up. I agree.
Celebrate you in a right mindset. Mm-hmm. But we black every day.
Yep.
Not just three times a year.
Yep.
When they want to, you know, so-called give us, I'm doing quotations, a holiday.
Yep. Yep.
No, we got to stop that. We got to stop letting them dictate when we celebrate us. We celebrate yourself every day. You know, I'm getting into that mindset the older I get. I'm celebrating myself every day. I got this one life and I plan on living it. I plan on learning. I plan on being my best self spiritually, mentally. You know, I want to know who I truly am, where I truly came from. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't speak and what's so funny is that when other nationalities come over, you know, from their countries, guess what? They speak two languages. They're natural language and their second language, which is English. Yep. Do we have the opportunity for that? No.
Some speak more than that, but I totally agree.
But we don't have that. We speak English. That's what we know.
Yep.
Why? Because our native languages were taken away from us.
We weren't allowed to speak it.
We weren't allowed to. So therefore, that was not carried on. Children weren't taught that. And those children couldn't teach the other children they had, and so on and so forth. So, you know, when it comes to that, we have to be more, I guess, self-conscious.
We got to be more purposeful about studying. Listen, it's interesting to me that we take an abundance of time to study a Michael Jordan or the game of basketball, or we take an abundance of time to study whatever we feel compelled to study. But the one thing that always kind of, you know, like I'm going to use an old folks tongue, peel my onion, is that.
Wow, you went back on that one.
Yeah. Is that there's so much still. Well, let me rephrase that. There's so much information about Black people, and particularly those of us who are descendants of slaves in America. There's so much to learn that there should be a complete class every day in school to learn about the contributions of Black people the world over, and Black people in particular in the United States of America. Both parties, let me rephrase that. A lot of different people have been done a disservice to not have, to not be allowed to know the importance of the history and contributions of Black people. One of the things, again, that I love about what Beyoncé did, she controlled the narrative in her music.
She sure did.
We in the music industry, our image, our likeness, our culture is exported throughout the world, and perception is reality. So when we're seen as thugs, robbers, stealers, rapists, whatever, when people from other countries come to America, they have the perception that Black people are those very things that Hollywood and the music industry are exporting outside of this country. You can control your narrative. Don't let the money, the love of the money, dictate to you whether or not you are going to control your own narrative. When Michael Jackson began to do that, when Prince began to do that, they became a problem, right? Monique recently tried to do that. She became a problem, right? When you try to start and control your own narrative and control your own destiny, that is when people start to consider you a problem, because you're no longer the vessel to become one of those that have been indoctrinated with the limited and omitted information and education that you get in the United States of America. We're running out of time, but this is a conversation that I hope a lot of people are taking on in their households. And even if you just on the level where you just want to listen to the music and look at the beauty of the video, go ahead and do it, because one thing I know about it too is that subconsciously you're going to be fed that message she was trying to convey. So subconsciously it's going to go in there. But big ups to Beyoncé, Jay-Z, the Carter family, whoever else worked on that with them, the African artists, the dancers, the elderly that was there, Miss Beyoncé's mother, Tina Knowles, Tina different now, she got a different last name, And salute and congratulations to Matthew Knowles, the father. You know, can't leave him out, because remember, we're talking about family.
Exactly.
Matthew Knowles, can't leave him out, man. But it's been a wonderful day when you can wake up and have that, what she did, invested into your spirit. And you can go, it's just like, remember, you would just wake up in the morning and, you know, on Sunday, your mother used to play gospel music in the morning. You waking up and you want to kind of go outside, but all of a sudden you start feeling that music. You're like, okay, something, you know, mama got something going on here. And the more mama played that music, or my grandmother played that music while she was cleaning up, she was in the best spirits.
Sure.
Man,
was.
She was in the best spirits. Without that music, though,
that was the best time to ask for something if you wanted
you better,
it.
Yeah, for real. That was the best time to ask for something if you wanted it. But she was in the best spirits, and that's what this is. That's what this is doing, man.
That's what it's done for me. It definitely lifted my spirit today.
Share that music. Share the video. Share it. Talk about it. Dissect it, because there's so much in that movie. And the fact that she released it on Disney, to me, I applaud that, because, again, there's so many children that are going to watch that and have questions.
And please, parents, don't be afraid to sit down with your children and watch it. Please don't.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
It is family, you know, censored. It's family friendly. I think, you know, you should be able to sit down with your children and be able to watch this movie.
Yeah, you should be able to watch it. And the thing about it, too, is this. Sometimes as parents, we're unprepared for the questions that our children are going to ask. But see, that's our fault. If your child asks you a question and you are ill prepared to answer that question, what should you do as a parent? Go learn.
Absolutely.
Go learn. That way, when they come back, or you see your child again, you say, "Hey, little Timmy."
Why Timmy though?
Sit down with me for a minute. You remember that question you asked me 2 weeks ago? Yes, sir. Let's talk about it a little bit more. And then that way you can kind of, from your own person, control the information, the right information to your children. Thereby, your children starts to look up to you and after you to give them the right information. There's nothing worse, and I've done it, a lot of other parents have done it, there's nothing worse than a parent unable to answer a question from an inquisitive child, right? Because after a while, the child starts looking at you like, "Wait a minute, mama. Wait a minute, daddy. Wait a minute. Y'all older than me. You don't know this," you know. But on the flip side of that, today's children are just a little bit more advanced. Well, actually, way more advanced than the previous generation is. You know, from, you know, growing up, they're smart as a whip. But I enjoyed it.
I did too.
Any last words?
Nope. I just want to thank the Carters. It was absolutely amazing. Like I said, I'm getting ready to go watch it again. And this time I'll have a little popcorn with me. So it's going to be an enjoyable night, and my spirits will be lifted going to bed.
I agree. I got to watch it one more time myself. This is Coffee Conversations with Jay and D. Remember to go and to Disney Plus, watch the Black is King movie done by Beyonce Knowles and Mr. Sean Carter, Jay-Z Carter. One last thing I want to repeat: we do not own the music to that movie. We played it because it was so vivid, so compelling that, you know, you could not play it. Coffee Conversations, we are out. You guys have a good evening, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.